KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Alabama guard Aiden Holloway has been arrested on a felony drug charge just days before the NCAA tournament. Authorities say that more than a pound of marijuana, along with cash and paraphernalia, were found during a search near campus. Holloway has now been suspended indefinitely by Alabama head coach Nate Oates and also removed from campus pending investigation. The sophomore is Alabama's second leading scorer at nearly 17 points per game as the fourth-seeded Crimson Tide open up the NCAA tournament against the 13-seed Hofstra. And with the men's basketball tournament starting this week, a record $3.3 billion expected to be legally wagered, highlighting the massive growth in sports betting across the country. But that surge comes just 2 months after federal charges in a point-shaving scheme involving dozens of college players and alleged fixers, raising questions about the game's integrity. The NCAA says it's increasing monitoring and education efforts, also warning the players about gambling risks and outside influences, while also requiring new player availability reports for tournament games. Officials say that protecting athletes, especially from harassment and manipulation tied to betting, remains a growing challenge as the NCAA tournament begins. The NBA from last night, Luka Doncic would lead the Lakers with 36 points. LA defeats Houston 100-92 in the opener of a two-game series between teams fighting for playoff position in the Western Conference. Lakers now move a game and a half ahead of Houston for third in the West. Doncic, it's now his sixth straight game with at least 30 points. Boston's Jaylen Brown had 18 of his 41 points in the fourth quarter as the Celtics beat the Phoenix Suns 120-112. Devin Booker would score 40 for Phoenix in the loss. San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama had 21 points and 13 rebounds as the Spurs hold off the Clippers 119-115. Clippers were up early in the game by 14 points, but then the Spurs mostly blew a 24-point lead before holding on to win by four. The Spurs have now reached 50 wins for the first time in 9 seasons. In the East last night, Atlanta's Nickeil Alexander-Walker scored a career-high 41 points as the Hawks beat Orlando 124-112. Atlanta, they've now won 10 games in a row. They've reclaimed the 8th spot in the Eastern Conference with a 38-31 record. With that loss, that snapped Orlando's 7-game winning streak. Also, Atlanta's Jalen Johnson had his 13th triple-double of the season. He finished with 24 points, 15 rebounds, and 13 assists. Golden State snapped a 5-game losing streak, beating Washington 125-117, thanks to 30 points from Kristaps Porzingis and 27 from DeAnthony Melton. That win also gave Golden State head coach Steve Kerr his 600th career victory. Washington, they've lost 12 in a row. Chicago Bulls would blow out Memphis 132-107. The Grizzlies, they've lost 8 in a row. Josh Giddey of Chicago had his 12th triple-double of the season, 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 13 assists. Also, Portland would coast to a 114-95 victory over Brooklyn, and Zion Williamson had 27 points last night, leading New Orleans over Dallas 129-111. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.